Shalom. It is a new day. And you know what I'm thinking about here with Emerald, my one-year-old? I'm thinking about all things related to togetherness. You want to do this? All right. Say, let's do it. All right, you guys, tune in. We're going to just have a very short segment on togetherness enhancers and togetherness blockers. If togetherness were a mountain, we most likely want to get to the summit. But the fact of the matter is that there's a mountain that has to be encountered. At the foot of the mountain you begin, we all begin. At this mountainous range of togetherness, step by step, knowing that climbing a mountain as vast as togetherness will require us to recognize the very things that will somehow help or possibly hinder the climb. And so I just want to take a moment for us to consider when we think about nurturing our children and, of course, nurturing them from a place where we understand togetherness even within ourselves. Because if we don't have mutual agreement within ourselves, how we address us as moms, it's going to be very hard to cast that vision of togetherness with our children, with our family. And if you don't have children or your family looks like friends, that togetherness still must be cultivated in intentional ways where we are casting off the kind of baggage that slows us down and that, frankly, doesn't give us the sustainability to climb something as monumental as togetherness. So, this podcast that I host, Miseducation of Mom, it does have the homeschool mom in mind, but not exclusively. I am a homeschool mom of 8, and I have adult children, and I have emerging adult children, and I have adolescents, and I have a toddler, and I have a 4-year-old. And so when we're talking about togetherness, it is risky business, but it's rewarding. And togetherness is cultivated. It is not cultivated in a sense where you are working to get everyone to look alike, act alike. It's cultivated in the sense that unity allows for diversity, the different ways that people are relating to one another is welcomed, and yet we must still work together. And so some togetherness blockers could be a few of these, and I'll just name 4. Assumptions, poor listening skills, impatience, and social media addiction. So as we're climbing this mountain of togetherness with others in our household, with others whom we encounter often, there are some things that will really hinder the climb. It is possible to engage togetherness in a way where we see what is enhancing it. You know, anytime anyone goes out to do something huge, like climb a mountain, there's preparation. And so one of the things that we can do to constantly prepare ourselves for togetherness with other human beings, little people, big people, are those elements that help enhance that, such as patience. You know, the capacity to accept delay, self-restraint. This is cultivated. It's not natural for us. Curiosity. An us-oriented approach. And trust-building interactions. active listening. So if you were to look at the blockers and the enhancers, or if you want to use the terminology, the hinderers or the helpers, what would replace assumptions would be curiosity. What would replace poor listening skills would be active listening. What would replace impatience would be patience. And what would replace social media addiction? Now, I didn't say social media because social media is a tool. That's what social media is. It's a tool. And depending on who uses the tool, depends on how that tool either damages or it actually benefits. So just as there can be social good that comes out of social media, there can be social damage. And many of us already know about the studies on the dopamine addiction that happens as a result of people getting what they believe are their fulfilling needs met for connection on social media without, or I should say bypassing, the connections that they have with those who are right there. And so whether it is our children or whether it is us, we must look at those boundaries as guides to help us utilize a tool in an honorable way, in a healthy way. And so my whole point in sharing this is because I came across this book by Simon Sinek, and I came across a song that's a companion of the book called Togetherness. Actually, I believe it's called Together We Are Better, something like that, by Allo Black. And so I am going to leave a link for you to discover, if you haven't already, that song and also Simon Sinek's illustrated book on togetherness. This is really about an unlearning to truly learn about what togetherness looks like. Because when it comes to homeschooling or rallying a team, togetherness looks like inviting various perspectives, various learning motivations that people have, and knowing how it becomes a tapestry, and being willing to synergize with people that are not like us, but desire the same thing, and that is to belong. May we actually create those environments within and without for our family members, our children, our coworkers, those in our neighborhood to know that they belong when they are relating to us, that they are deeply listened to, even if they're not agreed with. It is possible. So if you're willing to take that unlearning journey in the parts of your life that you need to as a mom, as a human being, whoever you are, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't fall into that mom role, there's something for you to relearn and to expand upon, because learning is ever growing as long as we're here alive. Thank you for taking this unlearning journey with me. This adventure of unlearning is really about willingness. And it's also about an innocence to desire, to allow ourselves to welcome newness, even if it's looking at something very familiar with a fresh perspective at a different angle. Well, I want to just let you know that this particular day is a new day for us to welcome any kind of invitation that love has to offer us to mutually agree with the truth that is spreading life-changing beauty to each of us and those we love. Shalom. The exact title of the song is Together is Better Than One by Allo Black. If there is a mom you know, or even someone that you believe would benefit from this episode or my podcast, I would encourage you and I would appreciate it if you shared Miseducation of Mom with someone that you feel could truly benefit. I appreciate those who are subscribing, and I encourage new subscribers and reviews so that my message can continue to expand to others who can truly take it for what it needs to be for them and learn thereby and grow. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.